Well, Sam, first of all, I've got to ask, how are you feeling now you've made it to the final and you're on your way to Twickenham?
Really excited. We all were chuffed to pieces at winning on Saturday, but I think all the lads are pretty focused on going down there and winning. We all had a chat and we decided that just getting there in the reward, it's the winning it. So it'll be a fun day out and I think it'll be good for all the supporters. But really, we want to go and win, so we just want to see off the rest of the season. We're still in a promotion chase and with a chance at the Yorkshire Cup too, so we'd like to finish as strongly as possible.
I was going to ask, going into that game then against Melton Mowbray, just how were you feeling? Was it a case that you felt, yes, we've got a real chance of getting to the final, and how exciting was it to be a part of that victory?
It was really exciting to be a part of it all. We know that Melton had an absolutely fantastic record and they were going to be a stern test, but we've been training, we've had a really good season so far, and all the lads are really dedicated and we've put in a lot of effort. And I think it was more like a grim determination that we were going to go down there and do the job.
And in terms of the support you've gained over the last few games, but particularly that game, just how good was it to have so many fans backing you going into that semi?
Oh, it's really fantastic. There were guys coming and supporting us, and people getting messages from people who have been involved in the club 40 years plus, and guys who haven't been around for, you know, a long time coming out of the woodwork and wishing as well. Really made you feel part of something, you know, bigger than just the club that we've got now. And I think it shows just all the hard work that people have been doing, really, that so many people come together all in a single call sort of thing.
Just looking at being in that final and going to Twickenham, is it a ground that you've been to before as a fan, and just how great is it going to be that you'll be on that pitch?
Oh yeah, it's the home of rugby, isn't it? So it's sort of like the dream as such. But I've only ever been once before, and it was when we went as West Leeds in 98. They went there and they came second. So we're hoping to go one further this time, and that's the only time I've ever been.
You'll be looking at righting that wrong then and leaving Twickenham with the trophy as well then?
Hopefully so, yeah. I mean, you know, like I say, it's great for all the support on the club and it means so much just going. But, you know, it'll be a reward and a great day out, and I'm sure it'll be a fantastic sort of do. But I think, you know, we've gone this far. It'd be nice to win. I think as it'd be nice to do it as a county as well. I think as Yorkshire rugby's been so strong, we were represented in all three cups all the way up to the semi-final. Unfortunately, Scarborough just didn't make it, but North Allerton got through. So there'll be another Yorkshire team there too in the national cups. I think that's pretty good. So it'd be nice, you know, if the Yorkshire team could win, it'd be nice if it were us.
And just looking at the season, apart from the trophy, it is a case that you're fighting on all the fronts. Would you say that if you won this competition and gained promotion, it would be the ideal season and maybe the best you've been a part of?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Even maybe without doing either, I would say it's probably the best season I've certainly been involved in. I think promotion might be a really long shot at the minute. We'd need someone to do some clever mathematics in the league for us to go up, but it's still technically possible. So we're chasing that, and we're still in the Yorkshire Shield as well, so, you know, we're just going to keep taking each game as it comes and hope that that's enough.